About 20 years after the mission's founding, work began to build one of the most beautiful churches in all of California. As you look at these impressive ruins, imagine the sweat, ingenuity, and dedication it took. Massive amounts of heavy rock had to be hand-quarried and transported by mule-drawn cart. Wooden scaffolds reached up to the heavens themselves, as master craftsmen instructed the Native Americans how to lay stone. Each intricate design was hand-carved into the pillars, arches, and keystones. It took 9 years to build the Great Stone Church, but it stood for only 6 years and 3 months. On the morning of December 8, 1812, the Holy Mass of the Immaculate Conception of Mary was being held in the church. Suddenly, a violent earthquake erupted. The 80-foot bell tower tottered twice. On the second shock, it crashed to the ground. As the roof caved in and walls crumbled, people ran for their lives. Some miraculously escaped. Others were trapped, and 40 people were fatally buried under the rubble. In just 1 minute, the church of stone and mortar was converted into a useless heap. The church was never rebuilt. Its ruins, a memorial to those who were lost, a living testimony to tragedy. In 2002, the World Monument Fund designated the ruins as one of the most endangered sites in the world. After 15 years of preservation work, the mission completed the seismic stabilization of the ruins in 2004.